With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A social media post meant to provoke discussion around controversial topics has landed South Shore Public Library officials in hot water. Members of the South Shore Black, Indigenous, and People of Color group are taking the library to task after they published an article Wednesday by National Post writer John Robson. The post offers the writer's stance against the decision by the estate and publisher of Dr. Seuss to cease publishing six of his books featuring racist imagery or language. The library has apologized for the post, but spokesperson for BIPOC South Shore, Jessica Hepburn, says there needs to be more.
I don't accept apologies for my children. I tell them that the best apology is changed behavior. I ask them, what are they going to do? Your apology means nothing without meaningful action.
The post was the first in a series by the library as part of their participation in the Freedom to Read initiative. Chief librarian at South Shore Public Libraries, Troy Myers, says they didn't set out to offend anyone.
We just wanted to foster, again, in the spirit of freedom to read and access to information, a larger, more open discussion of the merits of the titles that should continue to be celebrated.
Reaction was swift, as members of the public condemned the library's intention to spark controversy. Later in the day, the library uploaded another video to their Facebook page offering a differing viewpoint on the Seuss discussion, but by that time, the damage was already done. Dozens of comments asking for the library to explain itself went unanswered. Myers attributes the silence to a lack of resources.
We're, you know, new to the world of how to manage social media, and we don't have a person who's directly responsible for it. We should have had a full-time moderator. We didn't. I mean, we have people who are doing 9 other things throughout the day, and they help with our social media.
Myers says the library now recognizes social media was not the place to have this discussion. Hepburn is concerned the library would have such a blind spot where issues of race are involved.
It's important to recognize that it's not just a misstep. It's not just an unintentional mistake. It is systemic racism.
Myers says members of the BIPOC community make up only a small number of the total staff working for the library, and none of them were on the social media team responsible for the posts. The offending posts were removed from Facebook late Thursday afternoon, and by Friday, the library's apology post was deleted as well. Myers says they've learned a valuable lesson, and deleting the posts is part of an effort to move forward and correct their error.
It was a mistake, and it's not to sort of scrub the corporate memory. It's just to be able to, you know, start the next chapter in this conversation, which is how South Shore Public Libraries can do a better job and to promote diversity and to work with, you know, our local BIPOC communities in Queens County and Lunenburg County, and strive to do better.
Hepburn says as an organization, South Shore Public Libraries needs to educate themselves on why the posts were so offensive and upset so many.
There's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. And the first part is to actually demonstrate some humility, to recognize that they obviously do not have the skills or the capacity or the knowledge to address these concerns and to reach out to the people who do.
To that end, Myers says he has reached out to South Shore BIPOC and will be meeting with them next week.
We'd love to have a member of their group join our board, and we'd love to have them help us develop some training modules that we can use and to help deliver them so we can make sure that people are sensitized to the issues that are important to us as a healthy, diverse community.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.